The Genesis story reveals God's love, beauty, and goodness overflowing into creation. And all creatures, including humans, are living peacefully in God's presence. From the beginning of the Bible to the end, it is clear that a loving God includes all of creation in God's kingdom. God shows authentic and primal concern for all animals by directing Noah to take every species onto the ark to be saved. After the flood, God makes a covenant, not just with people, but with all of creation. God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I am making between me and you and every living creature with you for all ages to come. I set my bow in the clouds to serve as a sign of the covenant between me and the earth." When reciting or chanting the Psalms, you discover that they are filled with allusions to the natural world and animals. In the prophecy of Isaiah, we see the peaceable kingdom to come. Paul teaches in Romans, "Ever since the creation of the world, His eternal power and divine nature, invisible though they are, have been understood and seen through the things He created." In Revelation, John hears every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, everything in the universe giving God blessing and honor, glory and strength forever and ever. Finally, John sees a new heaven and a new earth. And the Bible ends with a new garden, complete with the river of life-giving water and the tree of life. How did we miss that? God's plan is clearly social, historical, and universal, and not the anthropocentric and individualistic model that most of us grew up with. As Jack Wendt says, we are a part of creation, not apart from it. To love is to be present to creation's inmost core and dignity. We're invited to encounter this in Scripture, discover Daniel and the Psalms calling on nature to bless and praise the Lord. And Job is asked, "Can you find out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limit of the One?" And Job answers, "If you would learn more, ask the cattle. Seek information from the birds of the air. The creeping things of earth will give you lessons, and the fishes of the sea will tell you all. There is not a single creature that does not know that everything is of God's making. God holds in power the soul of every living thing and the breath of every human body." And today, 14 billion years after the creation of the earth, the same is true. Bless God today by looking, listening, taking care of the earth. Peace and blessings to all living creation.